Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Wild card series, it is a short series. How do you go into start against the Cubs in the playoffs?
I'm just preparing the same way, honestly. You know, working on executing pitches, just having a high level of focus and intensity with everything I'm doing. And at the end of the day, just, you know, treat it with as much intensity and focus as I can.
Far left.
Dylan, you got your first taste of postseason baseball playing for a team in this city. How has your kind of idea of pitching in the playoffs kind of evolved as you've gotten more experience doing it? Or are you still just as excited as the first time?
No, I think it's obviously very exciting. It's always higher stakes. It's always more in the line, which is fun and exciting. So I'm viewing it the same way. I want to have some better results than I have had, but. I'm excited.
Go to Jeff in the back on the right side.
Hey, Dylan. Can you recall the day you were traded from the Cubs to the Sox, and what your feelings are about starting your career with the Cubs?
Yeah, it was. I remember it was a early morning call back in, I think, 2017. They drafted me out of high school, rehabbed my elbow. I mean, I got Tommy John surgery immediately. So I spent the first probably, the first 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it was, 3 years maybe, rehabbing and kind of just learning how to be a professional with them. So I definitely have no hard feelings towards them, but feels like a lifetime ago.
Was it a shock when it happened? I mean, are you even thinking about being traded at that time?
It wasn't a shock. I kept getting pushed back, and I remember that was kind of like a running joke everyone on the team was having, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was imminent. We were kind of just messing around with it, but things like that happen in baseball.
A few more for Dylan. We'll go back to the left side there.
Dylan, this Padres team has a lot of postseason experience, a lot of guys who have played in the postseason. What has it been like being part of a team, whether last year or this year, with a bunch of guys who expect to be playing at this time of year?
Yeah, it's definitely part of the culture. I think the most telling thing is, when we go through bad stretches or streaks where we're not playing as well as we should, there's never really a panic. It's everyone kind of just stays even keel and just goes about their business. And, this stretches seem to work themselves out, which is cool. I think you see maybe a lot of teams that don't have that culture or that confidence, maybe something like that can spiral. But with this team, it feels like we get them back on track pretty quickly.
AJ?
Dylan, last season obviously didn't end the way you wanted it to. What do you take from that playoff series against the Dodgers into this year, if anything? And kind of do you view this season as a chance to set that right at all?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of taking anything from it, I'm kind of just leaving that in the past. At the end of the day, it's about executing. And so I'm just set myself up to execute as well as I can. I'm glad I have that experience. You know, the more experience, the better when it comes to playoffs. You know kind of how to slow things down or what it's going to feel like or what to expect. But, I'm just honestly even leaving it in the past and just attacking this year.
Jesse on the left side.
Dylan, you've had a front row seat to Nick Pivetta's career year this year. Just kind of pitcher to pitcher, what have you seen? What have you enjoyed watching?
Yeah, he's been about as consistent as I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it's every start you know you're going to get. He's commanding his fastball. He's throwing two breaking balls for strikes. He was dominant this year. It was about as good as I've ever seen live.
Any last ones for Dylan? Marty, second round.
Hey, Dylan, how long did last year's playoff exit stay with you, and what does this particular opportunity with this group of guys mean to you?
Yeah, I think, in a sense, it never really leaves. It's part of your story and your history, I suppose. But, I mean, I would say most of the offseason for sure. But, at the end of the day, I think when a new season starts, it's kind of a new opportunity and brings a freshness about it. But, yeah. I mean, that one definitely stung.
All right, Dylan, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to live coverage of the postseason press conference presented by Trust and Will. Don't wait for extra innings. Protect your family's estate today with trustandwill.com. It is Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah. Yeah, we're a little off our normal schedule.
We are.
So trying to figure out everything as we go. Fernando Tatis Jr. is also expected to speak momentarily. Adam, just let me know if Fernando steps to the podium, we can get back. Dylan C. certainly sounded calm ahead of his, biggest start, maybe of his life tomorrow in Game 2 of the National League Wild Card Series.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? I would assume so.
Yeah, I like that he said all the right things, certainly. Talking about focus and execution, that's what you're begging for from Dylan Cease tomorrow. Again, fastballs up in the zone play against the Chicago Cubs. So Dylan Cease is a guy that has the ability to do that.
He wasn't running away from his poor performance on 3 days rest against the Dodgers last year. Said, yeah, that's part of my story now.
Yeah.
You never really get away from it, but this is obviously a new year and a new opportunity, and I don't think he's going to wear it like an albatross around his neck either.
Nor should you. Yeah.
No, and he can't, because many guys, Clayton Kershaw being one, has had plenty of bad playoff performances, but all it takes is really one good run to change that narrative going forward. We heard from Mike Schilt earlier.
Interesting.
I thought maybe we both kind of had our ears perked up at the discussion about the decision to carry three catchers, both Martin Maldonado and Luis Camposano, calling it A.J. Preller's decision.
Yeah, final decision went to A.J. on that one.
He also made it very clear he does not expect Campy to do any catching. He views him as a bat, and Maldi is viewed as the backup to Fermin, who is supposed to catch every inning if possible.
Yep, that's so, exactly right.
You know, I would think if Mike Schilt thinks things go well, he won't see either of those guys in any of these three games.
Correct.
Freddie Fermin will play well, will hit well, and we'll catch all three of these games, and hopefully Elias Diaz will be back, as he said was possible for a division series against the Milwaukee Brewers, but he just wasn't quite ready to go over the next 3 days after testing it yesterday.
Yeah, the main thing I'm going to be looking at today, Benny, is a couple different things jumped off the page. That answer, I think, from Schilty was like, oh, my ears perked up. Certainly. Nope. That was AJ's call, right? So that was an AJ Preller decision. We can lament the fact over and over that Campy didn't even get an AB at the big league level since June or whatever it was. He was sent down. I don't know. I mean, if you get to a situation there and it's the seventh inning, and let's say Gavin Sheets' spot is coming up and they have a lefty in there who just got Ryan O'Hearn out and it's his first batter he's faced, do you make that switch right there? Do you pull the trigger and go with Luis Camposano if you're Mike Schilt?
If you don't, why is Luis Camposano
correct,
on the roster?
Correct. Correct, correct, correct. Why is he there? Why is he there? That's the spot.
I guess he can be an emergency catcher, whereas Will Wagner probably can't.
Correct. Correct. But again, you never really think about him catching. You know, you think about him as your right-handed power bat, which he displayed play at a prodigious rate. Prodigious.
I would say, Brandon, you mentioned Jose Iglesias. I would think if there was a pinch hit, Iglesias would be the first righty off the bench, and But remember, you go extra innings, you know, these games can go 12, 13, I mean, 17 innings. There's no Manfred man on second base, so you may need your whole roster at some point. And A.J. Preller wanted Luis Camposano to be on that roster.
Yes, he did.
It's just in case. We'll see if he gets an at-bat.
I would
put the over-under at one half of one at-bat
in this
series for Luis Camposano, and I would probably bet the under.
Take the under.
If that was me, knowing that Mike Schilt's the one making that decision, even though he's there, he doesn't have to use him.
Margie says, Camposano's a non-factor. Let's stop talking about him. He's on the playoff roster. So by definition, he's not a non-factor. He's on the playoff roster, available to be used, you know.
He's breathing dugout oxygen.
That's exactly right. He's got a uniform and everything. May not need a glove. May not need a glove. But he may need his BGs, you know, his batting gloves. It will be interesting. There's so much interesting stuff about that press conference, about this playoff roster and what it looks like.
All right, Adam, you want to take a timeout and wait for... No, we're going to stick around here. He gave me the shake no, shake me off.
Shook you off?
Yeah, I was calling for the reliever. He goes, no, you're staying out there. You're wearing it. We need another couple of innings out of you until Fernando Tatis Jr. heads to the podium. So we can continue to discuss. Padres playoff roster, playoff lineup is out for Game 1 against the Chicago Cubs. It does feature a lefty lane at the bottom with O'Hearn, Gavin Sheets, and Jake Cronenworth all in a row there at 6, 7, and 8 ahead of Freddie Fermin. You could have batted Fermin 8th and moved Jake down to 9th to break it up. But I don't know that Jake is any worse against lefties than Fermin is necessarily. He's not exactly, you know, an offensive superstar at the bottom of your lineup. So that's what Mike Schilt's going to go with here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I thought maybe there was a potential to even stack some righties. They did not. They're just going to leave that thing, leave it open there. So we'll see. We'll see. It's certainly, again, if you're Craig Counsell, you look at it and you go, all right, there's my strategy comes into play, and you just hope it doesn't come back to bite you.
All right, let's go back out to Wrigley Field. More pregame press conferences. Here's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Who wants to start? AJ, down here in the front.
Fernando, we obviously know that you've had success in the postseason. I'm just wondering, what particularly do you like about playing on the postseason stage?
Starting with the energy, obviously, you know, just the environment itself, and then after all, it's like you're either winning or going home. And I ain't trying to go on vacation yet.
What do you make of this offense the last week or so, and the way it's kind of come together? And can that matter going into the postseason? Obviously, it's a different game in the postseason, but do you think that can carry into October?
I feel like it definitely matters. Especially created that confidence going to the end of the season, which is really big. And I feel like we have created a good momentum just to going into the playoff as an offense.
A few more for Fernando. Go right here in the middle, and then to Dennis.
Fernando, what's it been like playing all season long with expectations of getting back to the postseason? How does the kind of postseason experience of this group kind of help you guys moving forward?
I mean, that's kind of what we want as a group. You know, that expectation, and obviously making it to the playoff is even more important. But just a really good, special group of guys coming together for one mission, you know, and I feel like that's the best part when you're playing to win it all.
Dennis.
Fernando, looking back now, how different was it playing in front of fans last October as opposed to 2020 when it was still intense, but, you know, you had empty stadiums?
It's definitely different. I mean, the fans make all the difference in the world, especially, you know, a roaring stadium. That's what you want. That's the one you want to feel. And, you know, having a huge crowd, that's a different game changer.
Jesse on the left side.
Fernando, what are some of the unique challenges of playing the outfield in this ballpark, particularly in the daytime?
Sun, wind, you know, fans. All that comes together, but, you know, it's going to be a fun time here in Chicago, so I'm just looking forward to it. But, yeah, definitely the sun and the wind playing together is definitely a factor.
right back to Dennis.
Yeah, the stress reaction you were playing through last October. Looking back, how do you think you were able to have so much success despite that? And right now, would you say you're 100%?
Just taking care of my body. Different season. You know, you just keep learning from yourself as a player, as your body reacts too. But I feel like we have found a good way how to keep myself healthy, and looking forward to more years of that.
Would you say you're 100% or as close to it as you can be this year right now?
Yeah, pretty up there. So yeah.
Bring them. We'll go back to Jesse, and then we'll come up here on the right side.
Sorry, just back to the outfield thing. What advice might you give somebody who maybe hasn't played a ton of outfield here in terms of that stuff? Are there any things to do that can kind of keep you in a better position?
Just simple stuff. You know, like yesterday we practiced at game time, and we were seeing how the sun was playing. So just good communication in the outfield. It's going to be really huge, especially with fly balls in between. Just don't give up on anything, because the wind is just a really big factor over here. And just attention to details.
Come up here, second row on the right.
Do you have a sense of what it's going to be like here at Wrigley, the atmosphere, the environment for this?
It's up there. You know, it's one of the best experiences you can get as a player. You know, playoff in Wrigley, it's really special. Especially knowing all the history this ballpark has, and just looking forward to it.
Marty?
Hey, Fernando, I noticed you and AJ and Louise kind of taking in Wrigley Field from the seats a short time ago. Can you just speak to what the messaging has been from your GM through the ups and downs of that this long season?
I mean, he has our back no matter what. You know, he has created a culture over here, and he's the first one to embrace it. So, you know, AJ's a definitely a great leader, and you know, just talking about the opportunity that we have being over here, playoff baseball, like I mentioned earlier at Wrigley. You know, it's one of the best experiences you can get as a baseball player, as a front office. You know, doesn't matter what part of the team you are, it's just a really special moment, and we were just enjoying it together.
I think Pedro's got one up front in Spanish.
Fernando, el escenario mientras más grande es, parece sacar lo mejor de tu producción. Compártenos un poco lo que significan estos momentos tan grandes que se presentan en tu carrera.
All right, that's Fernando Tatis Jr. and our coverage of the postseason press conferences, again presented by Trust and Will. Don't wait for extra innings. Protect your family's estate today with Trust and Will. We will break down everything you kind of heard there, and I want to look at the other games today. We got a first game starting in about 45 minutes, Woods, in the American League Wild Card Series, so we can take a look at some of those matchups. We'll do all of that coming up, get caught up, and finish up with Ben and Woods going until 10 o'clock this morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got three other games, including one that starts in about 40 minutes at 10:08 a.m. Pacific time. A rematch of, actually the same series that has been played the last three, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. This will be the third week in a row that the Detroit Tigers have taken on the Cleveland Guardians. In fact, I believe today's game is a rematch of last Tuesday's game with Tarek Skubal going for the Tigers and Gavin Williams pitching for the Guardians. Last week, of course, the Guardians won that game, set them up to end up winning the division on the last day of the season. But it wasn't like they hammered Tarek Skubal. If you remember, he had that one inning where nothing left the infield. He committed an error and kind of turned that game around, and Cleveland went on to win, but you certainly like Detroit's chances with Tarek Skubal on the mound in game one of the series today. And if you take game one, you like the chances of the Detroit Tigers to advance and take that series. So I'm kind of leaning still toward Detroit, despite their massive struggles over the last month and a half of the season.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about exhaling, right? Like, getting into the playoffs for them was such a struggle, and every day it was, how can you be playing this poorly when you guys were, you know, running away with it for so long? How can you be playing so poorly? You're probably not going to get in the playoffs. And, you know, literally by some miracles, they did. They got in. And now, like we talked about all morning, zero. Everyone's 0-0, you know. And with the Guardians, you do get a sense, Ben, out of every playoff team, they're going to be the most loose. They're going to be way more loose than the Reds.
House money.
The most house money you could put. You walked into the casino, the guy gave you, here's 10 grand. Have a great day. You're like, I'm going to have the best day of my life. I can double down on 12s and I can do whatever I want. Have you ever been given house money?
No. One time. To 7 Mile. That was cool. They handed us some chips.
They handed me some house money one time. And I had the time of my life playing California-style blackjack. It's exactly what the Cleveland Guardians are going through. They are as loose and as breezy and easy today as anybody on the planet. They're probably the only team in the playoffs that's like, hey, man, it's Tarek Skubal. This will be a blast. And I think they have the right skipper. Nothing would surprise me in the playoffs, but it is just, it's going to be such a fun. Like I said earlier, I'm so glad we get to watch some of this game first to prime yourself for the, you know, the excruciating agony of playoff baseball.
I picture Ben being given house money.
Putting it in his pocket. Yeah, I'm surprised
he didn't. No. You have to give back whatever you don't win. You got to try to win something so then you can keep it. But then you give back what you what they borrowed, or your little an advance, as it were.
Yeah, I did that. I did. I actually won money and gave back.
You did.
The house
you won a lot
money.
That day.
I did.
You did well.
Well, you can double down. Like, let's have a ball. It's house money. So
that's the playoffs. You know, if the cards come out right a couple of days, you get hot. You can make a lot in the postseason. The second game, of course, is Padres-Cubs. Third game of the day at 3:08 p.m. is Red Sox-Yankees. Garrett Crochet against Max Fried.
What a freaking wild card. In Yankee Stadium. It's, honestly, who knows? Who knows with those guys? You gotta like Boston's chances with Crochet going, but Fried is no slouch either. And Aaron Judge, you know, he woke up this morning. You know who's not light and breezy? Aaron Judge. He's not.
I mean, the last playoff memory you have of Aaron Judge is
dropping a fly ball
against the Dodgers in the World Series last year. Also, maybe of not hitting home runs, you know, the way he does in the regular season.
And not only just home runs, Ben, the year he put together, the way that he won a batting title, like he is an unbelievable hitter. But he did not wake up this morning like, yes, hell yeah, nice and loose. It's Garrett Crochet, number one. Number two, the specter of your postseason failures haunting you. This is everything. It's everything. It's so much fun.
I think in that series, you know, the Red Sox to me are the better overall team. Yeah. But if the Yankees get home runs from Judge and Rice and Jazz, Stanton Chisholm.
Rice isn't even playing today, I don't
think.
They're
unbeatable, though, when they hit home runs. You just don't know when they're going to hit home runs. Their bullpen's a bit of a question. They have good bullpen arms who didn't throw well down the stretch, which is kind of an interesting combination. But as you said, doesn't mean they won't throw well in the playoffs. They've all done it before. So Yankees are a dangerous team, and that series, I think, can go either way.
Yep.
And then finally, 6:08 tonight, the Reds at the Dodgers. Hunter Green pitching against Blake Snell.
Going to be the clunker of the day, unfortunately.
In what way?
You know what way.
Reds are going to just smoke him.
I would love to be wrong on that one.
Would you say that of all the teams, and you know, this will come back to bite me, of course.
Then don't say it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to
say? Yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it. I'm thinking it, though.
That's okay. No, I mean, again, I think the Reds have a little house money. But again, you're going up against, but when you, free and easy is one thing when you're looking across the field and you're going, okay, it's Riley Green and it's Gleyber Torres. And it's another thing entirely to look across the field and go, that's Shohei Ohtani. And that's Mookie Betts. That's Freddie Freeman. That's Blake Snell, who again, you know, I kind of speculated at the beginning of the year, you won't see him pitch early in the year because you don't need April, May, June Blake Snell.
Other than Yamamoto, their starters have all pitched like 60 innings.
Of course, of course, which is a brilliant strategy as it turns out. Now, it did not get them the West. It did get them the West. It did not get them a first round bye, which I thought it would. They're going to have to pitch a little bit extra, but who's fresher than that rotation from all of their phantom injuries that they had all season long? Nobody manipulated their roster better than the LA Dodgers. Still ended up having to play in a wild card series, but the strategy was very obvious since spring training, and they did it.
It feels like the timing of the playoffs is good for the Dodgers. You know, Mookie Betts, who struggled most of the season, started hitting later in the season. They've gotten most of their guys back. Max Muncy is available. Will Smith is the big question. He's still a bit of an unknown, I believe, going into this series.
Hurt, isn't he?
I don't know if he's going to be on the roster
or not.
He could return at some point, but I don't think he's expected for at least early in the playoffs. So that was probably the biggest injury that they're facing right now.
Ben Roethlisberger has been phenomenal for them. So again, they always have guys step up at the right time. You know, some playoff Kike is a real thing. You know, guy bats 207 or something regular season and then turns into the greatest postseason hitter of all time. They have plenty of experience. I think they're going to handle the Reds fairly easily.
Good games today, no doubt about it.
No question.
Good games today. Of course, ours will start at 12:08 here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we'll come back. Last look at the Padres matchup. Getting you ready. Our final thoughts before the playoffs are underway coming up next year with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your nerve wrack anyway on a day like today. Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. And then you come to work and your rock, Paul Reindel, is out today. Like, you're already nervous as hell, anxious, a lot going on, press conferences. You're nervous. But our rock, the guy that has steered the ship for Ben and Woods since its inception, keeps me in line, keeps Ben in line. He's out today. But then we get Adam Klug as our brand manager, who I've heard no less than four of these, no kidding, today from over on that side.
He can extend them. He's got good,
super long,
good length on the sides.
What is going on? Are you okay?
I'm fantastic.
Are you? Oh God.
As I knocked my water over. I had to pull my mic over.
That was incredible. That was incredible. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm totally calm.
I'm good.
I mean, are you all right over there?
I'm great.
Because I'm a nervous purvis. And when he's around, I'm even more nervous. Are you sure you're good?
I am positive. I don't even remember what I was sighing about.
I don't really
you
either.
Have, you have some logistics issues in not knowing when a potential Game 3 could be on Thursday, scheduling things for the radio station. We get it. There's a lot going on this week. We got a viewing party tomorrow. Remember, we're going to be out at Park 101 in Carlsbad. Join us for the game tomorrow. We'll be out there at noon for Game 2. Park 101, bi-level sports bar, rooftop deck, huge screens, barbecue, craft cocktails. Not sure Woods will be able to keep any of that down.
No.
And we're giving away autographed baseballs and an autographed Xander Bogaerts jersey, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. Join us tomorrow at Park 101, located at 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village.
Now, I have made the declaration, was inspired by my friend Billy earlier, to go pull both of my children, not just one, both children from school. There was discussion about should I just get the older one, who is way more into baseball than the younger, and is more apt to at least watch a few innings on the couch without acting like a total b-hole, you know, after. But I was then informed by my wife, you need to, if you're going to do one, you have to do both.
And Fairsies.
I agree. Fairsies. It's very important when with two kids. And I'm wondering, scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this going to backfire on me?
Pretty bad.
You think so?
Well, I just see a scenario in which in the seventh inning, you're outside playing with them.
Oh, no, that's not happening. No. That's not going to happen. I'm going to set the ground rules when I pick them up. We have a phone caller right now. You want to get this phone?
Oh, let's get to the phone line.
Yeah, get to the phone.
It's Paul in San Diego.
Hello,
you're next
Paul.
Up here on 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, dear one.
Did you know this, Paul?
Did you hear that exchange when he just knocked over his water bottle?
Yeah, I was just calling to make sure my area is, like, safe and dry and hasn't been destroyed.
I think it's okay for now. How's the move going?
Dude, we're crushing it. Long day ahead of us, you know, unpacking and everything. But the unpacking is the fun part, I think, at least.
Yeah, it
is. There is a fun part. If there's a fun part in the process at all, it's the unpacking. So movers are on their way to the spot right now. I'm way ahead of them in traffic and just listening to my favorite radio show.
Now, you're all set up as far as internet. Like, you're not going to get in there, because that's happened to me. I've moved in and like, hey, buddy, we got no internet for 3 weeks or whatever. I told you, I watched the Made DVD for like 3 weeks. You guys are all set up. You'll be able to watch the game and everything.
So, kind of. I have access to ESPN on my phone or iPad, like worst case scenario. Our router for our Wi-Fi is being delivered today. So it's a matter of they could deliver it at noon. They could deliver it at 8 p.m. I don't know. So until that gets there, we can't really do much.
Yeah, you can stream on your phone, 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app, right, Adam? Okay, yeah, on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it, certainly. But yeah, dude, you're very missed in here.
By the way, Paulie, first big move, and you're right. The packing is the worst part, and then unpacking is kind of fun. But sneaky bad part is then getting rid of the boxes. At the end is not fun at all.
Hey, do the bit where you email the entire company and say, hey, if anybody needs any boxes, I've got some for you. That never works. I've done that before.
You know, that's funny, because I actually did borrow some boxes from our fearless leader, Bald Reindl, and I got a good chuckle out of going through the boxes that he gave me and then seeing, like, oh, that's just an Amazon box. Oh, that's not just an Amazon box. That's an Amazon box that was addressed to 97.3 to our engineers. He just was, like, grabbing stuff around the office. I loved it.
He's unbelievable. So now you have to get rid of
empty boxes are surprisingly expensive. They are. You don't want to buy your own boxes.
It is such a beating to get rid of boxes. It really is a nightmare. If you can slough them off on somebody else, that's always the better plan. Now, somebody said in the chat, if we win, Paul has to not come to work tomorrow. I'm not subscribing to many of my normal, and don't get any ideas, Paulie. I'm not subscribing to many of my normal superstitions this year. I've kind of let those go by the wayside.
No, I will. I'll be prepared, I guess, to take the morning off if you really need me to. But no,
we do not.
I'm very much looking forward.
I mean, if everything goes well this October, we'll never hear.
We'll never see Paulie again. Right? It's like 13 wins. Paulie's like, guys, I'm begging. Can I come back to work?
Nope.
Sorry, dude. No.
Maybe next year after a losing streak, we can bring him back.
And it was. I just came down this morning. I regret to inform you, Paulie, that you are. It's actually a corporate mandate. You're never allowed to take a day off again, just so you know. That was your enjoy it, because this is your last one ever. So hopefully you have a great time and get all your moving done and everything else. But this is the last day, so I apologize.
Fair enough. I'll take that.
All right, buddy. We love you, man. Good job. Congratulations. Have fun. Definitely try to christen the new place tonight if you get the chance. I doubt you will, but hopefully at least christen it with the Padres dub.
I'll take either.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I would actually trade a Padres dub for that.
Not this one.
No. I'd trade that for a Padres dub.
Right. You're exactly.
Not
yes.
That one.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Regular season, fine. You can make that trade, but not in the playoffs.
That's exactly.
Thanks, Paulie.
Thanks,
we'll see
brother.
You tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
Later,
all right.
Buddy.
We get one last check of traffic, last look at the matchup, and then we'll turn things over to Braden at the top of the hour coming up on 97.3 The Fan. I know you're having trouble keeping food down. Can I interest you in some wellness meats? This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more, shipped free from family farms, presumably in boxes. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
I'm not in the mood right now, per se, for any pork, poultry, or beef.
I looked at the menu tomorrow for Park 101, and I also have trouble eating during
hot
a
beef.
Big game, but I may have to try some lobster tacos or some of that barbecue, I think.
Here's the difference in you and I.
I look ahead at the menu.
Well, that's one. Well. But number two, if I'm hungry, I'll just get it. If I'm not hungry, I won't eat. If it's free and you're not hungry, you will eat.
Oh, yes.
That's there's the difference in you and I. You're not hungry at all. But they're like, hey, it's on us. You're like, I'll take the lobster tacos. If I can't eat, I can't eat.
You got to try them, right?
And if I'm hungry,
there,
I'll eat.
They're available. Chris, I saw that too. They said the barbecue menu online was Thursday to Sunday, although I was told they will have it for Wednesday for the viewing party, I believe. So.
Excellent. No, you did not miss Take on Woods today, Guy. It never happened. We pushed it. We'll get to it, I don't know, Friday. Honestly, I just can't see, you know, hey, if things go well, maybe tomorrow is more of a
We will
show.
Have Buddy Black in studio tomorrow, I believe, during that 8 o'clock hour, though. So, yeah, things are a little bit different than usual during a playoff week, but looking forward to have Buddy in studio as we break down all the playoffs, and I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on the Padres-Cubs game one as well. Again, it's Matthew Boyd, Nick Pivetta. Matthew Boyd, veteran left-hander, 34 years old, has had a pretty solid career. He did make two starts in the playoffs last year. He had gone 8 years before he made his first playoff appearance. It was one out for the Mariners in 2022, and then not again until last year when he went 1-1 with the Guardians in the playoffs, and now making his third career playoff start today against, of course, Nick Pivetta, who will go for the Padres in game one at 12:08.
He's got good numbers, man. Really, really good numbers. He's going to go four-seam changeup, slider, curveball, sinker. He doesn't use a lot, Benny, but he's a four-seam fastball guy, and he's not overpowering by any stretch, but he mixes and matches his pitches very, very well. So basically you're really looking at fastball changeup. He moves the ball really, really well. So, you know, if he leaves a mistake up, you know, a changeup up, you can hammer him. And so the Padres will have to do that today. Very imperative, you know, to get off to a hot start and not fall behind. I mean, that's for every playoff team. You know, the Dodgers don't want to give up two runs in the first to the Reds. You just don't. It doesn't matter who you are, who you're playing. Love to see the boys get on the board in the first inning. That's my dream. I mean, that's you're on the road. That's a disadvantage. But the advantage is you get to take the crowd out of it in one half inning. You can you go out and put up four runs in the first, Benny, they are going to be dead in the water as far as the crowd goes. It just is deflating.
I feel really, really excited about Fernando Tatis Jr., hearing from him today again, and the kind of playoffs and how he has risen to the occasion in the past. Obviously, he's not going to get a hit in a home run in every single at-bat, so if they don't score in the first inning, doesn't mean the end of the world either. Everybody has to get their feet kind of wet in the playoffs at some point, but I do think Fernando's in a good spot going into this postseason.
As do I. I think everybody really is. I think everybody, you know, other than Gavin Sheets, swung the bat pretty well in the last 10 games or so. So, you know, Luis Arraez is another one. I mean, he is a guy that can absolutely flick one out, and the next thing you know, you got runners on first and second with Manny coming up. Manny needs to have a big postseason. It goes without saying. The guys from the right side of the plate, they all make the most money. They all need to be monsters because they're going to be facing a ton of left-handers. They have to rise up, rise above all of it.
1-3-5 today, Tatis, Machado, Bogarts. We will have it all tomorrow to break it down and preview game two from 6 to 10 a.m. That's it for us. Braden's coming up next. Thanks to Adam Klug for sitting in for Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday if you can, and go Padres on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.